Cobble Hill's Jennifer Carter, who is a mother herself of three children ages 10, 8 and 5, was inspired to pedal her heart out for Cops for Cancer's Tour de Rock this fall because childhood and cancer are two words that should never go together. "I really thought it was a good cause, and it raises a lot of money for childhood cancer research," said Carter. "I really wanted to give back to my community, and volunteer my time as well as to take on the challenge." And it is a real challenge for Carter, who admits she had never been on a road bike until joining the tour. The bikes are provided to riders who then have the option to purchase them, if they so desire. "This is my first time really biking since I was younger," said Carter. Tour de Rock will once again hit the ground riding across Vancouver Island in Port Alice on September 20th, and conclude in Victoria on October 3rd. Carter will feel right at home there. While originally from the Comox Valley, she lived in Victoria before calling Cobble Hill her home for just over 8 years. Being closer to family drew her to the Cowichan Valley. Carter has been with BC Emergency Health Services for 16 years, and at the Duncan location for just over 3.5, where she is a primary care paramedic, as well as the acting unit chief. "I love connecting with people, and to provide care and help, so that's why I do what I do," said Carter. Carter will be one of the several emergency services personnel and first responders who will be cycling to make a difference for children touched by cancer. First set in motion in 1997, Tour de Rock typically raises $1 million each year, which goes towards childhood cancer research, and has already raised $56 million to date. Each participant is encouraged to raise a minimum of $5,000, which supports and sends children with cancer to Camp Good Times in Maple Ridge in July. Carter had never heard of the camp prior to joining Tour de Rock and recently had both the pleasure and privilege of paying a visit there. "It's really nice, the kids were great, we did a little carnival where we hosted the games, and the kids came and played," said Carter. "I had never heard of it before. It is truly an amazing program, so I hope more awareness comes with that and that more businesses continue to donate every year." Different groups of kids come to the camp every week, and for a short time they get to live their best life, and have a good time. Carter is looking forward to soon meeting her honorary rider Chelsea, who is from Nanaimo and has been enjoying a summer holiday with her family. Carter has also seen firsthand the catastrophe of cancer up close and personal in her own family. In 2020, she lost her 67-year-old father to cancer, as well as three of her grandparents and one of her first cousins to breast cancer when she was just 31. So while she rides for Chelsea, she will also be riding for the memory of so many others. Carter is an avid hiker and runner, and has even competed in a few races over the last couple of years, but that's taking a back seat this year as she gets comfortable on the bike. She said, "Out of all the challenges, the biggest is time." Riders train on Sundays and Thursdays with an optional group ride on Tuesdays, all out of Victoria, and they are also encouraged to do one or two rides independently. "Honestly, with having three kids, time has been one of the biggest challenges for me," said Carter. "I work full-time, so navigating that plus finding time to ride as much as they want us to has been the hardest part." Carter is taking pride in being able to play her part. She has set her personal fundraising goal at $10,000. To help her reach this goal, visit https://support.cancer.ca/site/tr/cops4cancer/cops_nw_even_px=149845322 and PG=personal_and_fr_id=303644. "The fact that everyone on the team is coming from different walks of life," said Carter. "These people who have now come into my life have shown me just how much people are willing to give of their time and energy, and it has really made me feel a sense of team spirit and camaraderie with people I never would have met otherwise, so that's been really cool. My hope is that more awareness and money is raised for childhood cancer research."